Thank you. Testing. 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 Good. Thank you. Check, check. Check, check. Check. Check.
Yeah, we just have to come to the table. I love it.
You need to submit the services?
I'm coming over in general, you need to check your phone line, you know about that? Okay, no, like another difficult table.
Check. Thank you.
Thanks, Becca. How are we? How's it now? Doesn't sound on. Hello? It's on.
Thank you. I Hello. Check. Check.
Can you hear me, John? Can you hear me through the telephone?
Hello?
You there? One, two, three.
Okay, Ben, I can hear you over the phone.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
All right, bye, John.
Thank you. You go to Harvard Law School for whatever.
Can you hear me? We hear you, Tommy. Thank you. Test. Okay.
Great. Good. We'll make it work. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I can, Ben. I don't know how long you want me to talk, though.
Is the webcast up?
It's not. I haven't hit the start button yet.
Okay, why don't you do it, then?
Okay. Start on one. Jeez. No volume. But if I know why that is... okay. It appears to be running. Okay. Yeah, here. Hear me? Sure.
Thank you.
Now, do we have the,
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Thank you. Could you all please find a seat and we'll start the proceedings this morning? We should wait 1 second till our technical crew gets back in place. Okay, we're in place, we're in position. Good morning to you all, and welcome to the Berkman Center for Internet and Society's workshop, ICANN and the Public Interest, Pressing Issues. I'm very glad to see you here on a Sunday morning, and those of you from out of the country may not know, today is Halloween, which is a quaint American tribal custom that we dress up in silly clothes and worship chocolate manufacturers. I thank you for coming on such an early time to join us. We do have a lot of handouts in the back. If you don't like carrying trees on your airplane, then all of our materials are online at the Berkman website. This event is being webcast, so this is our crew here. We are videotaping the proceeding. It will be archived as well on the website. And this permits people who aren't here in LA to participate with nearly as much interactivity, if not as much lack of sleep, as those of us who are here. I would really like to thank our co-sponsors who have done a great deal to make this possible. The Computer Professionals for Social Responsibility have provided notice to their membership to come and attend. The Center for Democracy and Technology is presenting one of our tutorials today on issues concerning privacy. Our co-host is the Markle Foundation, which you're hearing more and more about as you get engaged in ICANN. They have a serious and deep concern for the public interest in cyberspace. And their interest today has resulted in the panel on the membership at large. The first session that we're going to have this morning is the panel on consensus. Most of you may know that the registry and registrar agreement obligates ICANN, if it wishes to impose policy decisions on the registrars or registries, they can only do so if they follow a certain procedure and reach consensus as defined in that agreement. There is a question as to whether ICANN should move beyond those agreements and use this as a mechanism for making all their policy decisions. Our moderator for the first panel is Charlie Nesson, who is also known as the William S. Wells Professor of Law. He is the founder and the creative genius of the Berkman Center. And I get a lot of criticism of lawyers who don't understand the Internet. But Charlie actually wrote one of the first computer programs for poker. So I promise you, he not only understands code, but he also understands high risk.
Charlie? Good morning. Good morning. First, let's introduce. David, would you tell us who you are?
I'm David Johnson. I'm a partner with Wilmer Cutler and Pickering. I've been involved in the scientific law issues for some time. Represent Network Solutions, although I'm not speaking for them today.
I remember a session, I don't know, it must have been 1993 in my office with you and another talking about where this Internet was going. You've been thoughtful about this for a long time.
We've been talking for some time about the question whether the net would have an impact on the way law develops, and I guess this is one of the interesting instances in which we can expand on that question.
Great. Joe.
My name is Joe Sims. I'm a partner in the Jones Day law firm. Unlike David, I do not have a long history in this, having basically been tricked into doing it by John Postel about 18 months ago. And he told me that it was just going to take a few months and a little bit of effort.
But you loved every minute of it.
I loved every second of it. But I haven't had a lot of time to think deeply about it, which will probably have some impact on our discussion today.
Okay, great. And Bill?
I'm Bill Drake. I'm executive director of the Western Justice Center Foundation, which is a national and international focused nonprofit based in Pasadena, California, near Los Angeles here. Our mission is to create and test and learn from new approaches to resolving conflict, including building consensus in some very, very difficult settings, and to work to improve the quality of justice. So we have two tracks. I have been working on consensus problems and the applications of the journey to consensus since the early 80s, when I was at the National Institute for Dispute Resolution. I joined this group 4 years ago when we began, and we're delighted to be here. And I want to say that any conversation involving Charlie Mason has to be a really good one and a high-quality one. And I just wish he was sitting up here between these two guys up close. I'll try to help in the discussion.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. All right. Now, the subject is consensus. And we have the agreement, ICANN-NSI, as a document that builds consensus right into a legal structure. And it's an agreement that was more or less worked out by you two guys, am I right? David, Joe, you were the primary negotiators on each side of it, or am I misguided on that?
We were the principal legal negotiators.
The principal legal negotiators. So you should really be able to help us dig into the meaning of this document and what consensus in this document is actually all about.
I'm not sure that follows, but we'll try.
Okay. Well, now, I take a look at the document, and I start with the general obligations of NSI. This is section 3 of the document, and I see the question is, well, what's NSI bound to in this document? You know, what's the deal? And the operative language that jumps out at me here is NSI shall comply in its operation of the registry with all consensus policies, insofar as, and then there's bing, bing, bing. So we've got this concept of NSI is going to comply with consensus policies, and of course always the lawyer's negative fragment. If it's not a consensus policy, you're not bound to comply with it. Am I reading that right so far, David?
Yes, I think we think one of the major accomplishments of this agreement is to set the conditions under which registries and registrars will be bound to implement policies with which they might not individually agree. And